Blog Talk Radio.
So much of what we talked about over the months and years has been this. George Dixon and I have spent a tremendous amount of time on this, and we based on what my archives look like, so many of our older shows are being, many, many, many hundreds of people are listening to the old shows. And I see it every month, every week, every day. When I look at my stats, and I can see the interest in the past shows, and even to the detriment of our new shows, because it seems like everybody, it seems like people are catching up to those shows. You know, they're starting, you know. It's very strange. But our archives are definitely been a plus, especially in these shows, because on Thursday night's programs, I've done a tremendous amount of research for these programs and our reading, and I like to be able to share this knowledge with people. And when I see the ratings on those going up, or statistics, I shouldn't say ratings, but you know, numbers of listeners increasing, it makes me feel good, because those programs, you know, are another bit of knowledge that my listeners feel that they should hear. I'm grateful for that. So in trying to make the Mayan calendar make sense in this October 28th, which is tomorrow, by the way, and we have George Dixon and Lila will be joining me, and we'll be talking about the ascension, talking about unity consciousness, talking about the summing up, if you will, and pushing forward all that we've discussed in the last 4 years regarding this, this topic. And if anybody's listening who's on Facebook, I just posted an excellent lecture by Zell Lundvold, and that's in the video. It's in its entirety. It's about 2 hours long, but it's an outstanding YouTube video that you can go to, and you have the benefit of one of his last lectures. He passed away in 2007, I believe, and his prophecies have been amazing. I mean, you know, it's just amazing the things that he said. Based on what he's learned from the Mayans, you know, from the actual shamans, and so he was quite brilliant, and the lectures are brilliant, you know, excellent. But we understand, you know, we understand. Many of us understand that the time is now. We follow the calendar. We know that the Mayans have predicted this period of time for the awakening, right? The awakening of consciousness. And at that point, and I can understand that, I can fully understand that in my own life, seeing it progress. George has stated to me many times, and he'll be talking about it tomorrow, how our lives are manifesting our realities. That they're just the time space continuum that we have in this third dimension is being erased. It's being erased. It takes seconds, not even a second, to access a material. I can go to I'm looking at this book, which I'm about to read to you tonight, a little bit about it, and to the reality that I can flip here on my computer to something that was written and posted in Somalia, for crying out loud, you know. Never before has mankind ever been able to have these access to these tremendous books of knowledge, secret and esoteric books. So we're far more attuned today than we ever were. And so our time of ascension could very well be now. But it's understanding the transition that I've been trying to figure out and researching quite a bit. And you may want to check out Drunvalo Melchizedek for his latest lectures on that. Some of them are very good. Also, on one of my programs, I think about 2 months ago on a Thursday night program, we discussed the prophecies, not the prophecy, but the ascension, the biochemical, the actual experience of ascendance, right? And what happens, which is explained by, sounds a lot like an acid trip, actually. But, you know, you may want to check that out on John Below's website also. Just put in John Below Melchizedek. So, anyway, I'm getting off subject here, but I wanted to just credit so many of the people, and, of course, George Nixon, who had brought this to my attention many years ago, and has been, and together we pursued this these great discoveries. You know, we shared videos and books, and, you know, so many discussions, and we've shared all of this with the public, you know, to the extent that we could through our radio show and internet and radio show rather, and social networks, Twitter, Facebook, those. And but anyway, what I wanted to talk about tonight, what I wanted to share with you first tonight was what the Mayan, if you're not familiar with what it means. And I'm going to take a book, I'm reading rather from I'm just going to read the introduction because it's excellent. Excuse me one second. It's called The Book of Destiny, Unlocking the Secrets of the Ancient Mayans, the Prophecy of 2012. That was copywritten in 2009 by Carlos Barrios, translation 2009 by Lisa Carter. And it was published by HarperCollins and in 2009. And so let's see here. And what I wanted to say, because I enjoyed reading this, but I wanted to go to, and I hope to be able to do that, but I want to, before I do that, I would like to play this this YouTube video that described, let's see if I can find it here, Occupy Tampa. And I really, I can't remember if I had it yesterday or the other day. Yeah, Occupy Tampa, here it is. All right, let me play this for you. And this is about the evolution is upon us. This is happening now. I wanted to set this up earlier, but I wasn't able to. There's not the time. But I wanted to bypass the initial thing and get right to. Folks, that's me. For some reason my connection went dead. Okay, here we go. Okay. Let's see if we can find this. An error occurred. I'm trying to play this. Okay, let's get out of here. And let me go back to this. So I'll read from the Book of Destiny. But I read it earlier and I was like stunned. I haven't read the entire book, But the explanation that he gave is excellent, and I'd like to play that. I'd like to read that for a minute here. There is a place in the world where the meaning of creation remains intact. The menace of, the magnificence of being, the essence and awareness of existence, and the knowledge of our life purposes are the roots of this safe haven. Alienation and aimlessness have been kept at bay. We can still feel the energies that traverse the infinite cosmos, and those from this eternal fire in the heart of Mother Earth. Here we teach our children to respect everything that exists because our grandfathers knew that nothing on this earth belongs to us. Everything was planted by the Great Father and the Great Mother, and there is a natural order that governs us. Our ancestors, the great sages, lit the sacred fires thousands of years ago, and it has never been extinguished. It is our light, the warmth of our spirit. It is the flame that connects us to the heart of the sky. These wise men handed down the science of the cosmos and led us down the path of life and the spiral of creation. The cycles of Nate, or space-time, where reality becomes manifest. This is where we're going. A spiral of creation, the cycles of Nayat, or space-time, the cycles of space and time, where reality becomes manifest. This is the essence of what's happening. We will lose space-time, and our reality will be immediate. Things we want, we will see and have instantly, like in a dream. This knowledge is the legacy that receives from the first fathers. This awareness of life, reality, and their connection to the cosmos allowed them to develop a guide, a way to behave as influenced by the energy of each day. And this guide affects every one of us. Their cosmovision, that is, their view of time and space based on the philosophy of harmonious coexistence with nature, is the truth behind creation, the truth regarding human existence. It teaches us to give in harmony with nature and to live in harmony with nature and to respect every form of beginning with ourselves. For the Maya, the famous date of December 21st, 2012, marks the beginning of this fifth cycle of 5,200 years called Jab Ajaw, or the fifth sun. This potentially apocalyptic date is the beginning of a change of consciousness, a time when a new socioeconomic order will arise in harmony with the Mother Earth. Just as the world did not end in the year 2000 at the start of the new millennium, it won't end with the advent of Jab Ajaw in 2012. An unfounded fear was created before the new millennium by religious leaders who based their theories on misguided interpretation of ancient religious texts and predictions made by famous prophets. The same fear is rising again. The true guardians of our tradition have never been consulted about this date, but we are here to say that December 21st, 2012 will not be the end of the world or the end of humanity. In fact, it will be the start of a period which harmony, understanding, peace, and wisdom can reign. And the prophecy says that during Jab Ajaw, we will move toward a harmonious natural order so that both the earth and humanity can attain the next stage of evolution. We are reaching a transcendent period as predicted by many of the world's great traditions and visionaries. Now we have the opportunity to ascend spiritually together with Mother Earth. The Maya speak of such prophetic times when either this transcendence will be possible or we will self-destruct. Mayan prophecies of events during this period have been astonishingly exact. The prophecies regarding the war in Iraq and the attack on the Twin Towers, conflicts such as those between India and Pakistan and between Israel and Palestine, the tsunamis, the earthquakes and floods, are just a few examples. The predictions that have not yet come to pass are even more catastrophic, but there is time to change the outcome. Our grandfathers warned of calamities and the possible destruction of a large part of humankind so that we can change such events. The Mayan elders want to caution us that we must live in harmony, become aware, stop polluting, and safeguard our natural resources. The damage we have already done to Mother Earth is more than obvious. Very little attention has been paid to the importance of earlier cycles, particularly the end of this one, Kajib Aja, or the fourth sun. It is during this period, right now, when we run the greatest risk of large-scale conflicts and natural disasters. The catastrophic side of the prophecy has unfortunately been misinterpreted as an inexorable apocalyptic event. It is within our power, however, to prevent this from happening. We may be facing the self-destruction of much of humanity, but an even increasing number of us are also aware of the damage we have caused to the environment and what we must do to change this. Somewhere along the way, Western society began to assume that human beings have the right to dominate plants, animals, even each other. And the result of this materialist outlook is an economic, ecological, social, and moral crisis that has caused the downfall of other cultures. Humankind has achieved a level of technological development that has enslaved us instead of helping us. This has led to our lack of awareness and tendency to value a person for his or her material possessions. We have forgotten what is most important, our life purpose. We have distanced ourselves from nature. We no longer make time for ourselves, but seek distractions in an effort to avoid looking inward, preventing us from evolving as human beings. Alienation has taken hold, and our actions are based on illusions. Wars are breaking out as a result of intolerance and religious fundamentalism. We continue to exploit countries and natural resources for financial and political gains, blaming our aggressiveness on potential nuclear conflict. Even more alarming, thousands of people still die every day as a result of war, hunger, and disease, while governments and we as individuals simply look the other way. And how can there be so many murders and rapes and much gang violence? And how can we as humans exploit one another to such an extent? How do entire countries spin into chaos? And how can we enlist children to be soldiers in wars they do not understand, to fight battles that are not theirs to fight? Why are so many of our seniors and mentally ill homeless? Why do we need to take prescription or illegal drugs just to get through the day? We are confused and directionless, and our political and religious leaders have no answer because they are lost as well. It is no wonder that a drugged and alienated existence has become the norm. Unless we can find a balance between materialism and spirituality, we are doomed to be the victims of our own destiny. And could this be the reason for our fantastic lifestyle, the reason why we wait indefinitely for humanity's disastrous end? Is this why we would rather envision the end of the world than take responsibility for our future? At the rate we are going, a large part of humanity will disappear. This will not happen in 2012. But in the years leading up to this date, as one cycle ends and another begins, this period is when we are in the most danger. Although the Maya have known for centuries that our future holds, the elders have felt that the world is not ready to use the information in a positive way and have kept much of their knowledge secret. Our Mayan grandfather's main objective in authorizing this book is to clarify these prophecies and thereby orient humanity. Another purpose of this book is to introduce readers to Mayan spirituality, cosmovision, and teachings. I have used my own experiences and stories told by my beloved masters, Don Pascual Mendoza and Don Isidro Acabal, to explain their view of the world in these prophetic times. In Mayan philosophy, is not not over looking for is not looking for followers. Ours is a tradition, not a religion. We are not a sect, but a sector, and we simply present our cosmo vision while respecting all other traditions. One of the first things I learned along the Mayan path was not to judge or compete, much less impose. We believe in respect. And finally, the book includes an introduction to sacred, so on and so forth. But it goes on and explains more or less the breakdown of the book, which is, you know, quite something. And he ends with this sentence. Reality is the story our grandfathers had passed down for thousands of generations, during which, quite amazingly, not one word has ever been added or deleted. Isn't that amazing? What a statement. But this is called The Book of Destiny. You can get it from Amazon.com. Let me go back to where I was before. I really wish I had that for you tonight. I'm going to try to look for it again. It was here. Let's see if I can.
October 16th through October 28th.
This is all the same video, by the way. Just bear with us.
Regeneration of Earth or growth. This is a good time to ask for abundance in all relationships. This is the day to begin, or the week, or the energy to begin any sort of love or business relationship and to win or take back something that was presumed lost. Now, for those of you that have been playing along, you're probably going to notice that there's a very key date that you're seeing here, and we're going to talk about that in just a second.
I'm going to fast forward this
one. And just for a review, each Trisena is a 13.
Because what happens there is that it's a little more technical than you care to know regarding the, I mean, if you have a lot of time, you can check it out and you'll figure it out. But what I really wanted to go through was begin here and then get into the interview with this guy. Group discussion.
We occupy Tampa here within Tampa, Florida, and we want to talk about the evolution of consciousness that's happening around the world. And since he experienced this, we were just going to ask him to talk about what he experienced the other day. So, what happened when you were out there?
Okay. Diverse bunch of people coming together under one particular want or need, I guess is the best way to put it. Everybody, I think, has an itch inside them that's telling them something's not right, something's got to change, and I think this is the only outlet right now that everybody has, or that everyone has created, which started at the Occupy Wall Street. And now it's, at least here in America, started in Occupy Wall Street, and now it's migrating everywhere across the country. There's like over 100 cities already that are occupied or occupying at this time in public places. And it's not just here in the United States, it's everywhere. It's all across the globe. If you go on YouTube and you search for, you know, revolution, you're going to find, like, Egypt and Spain and the riots in London. Everywhere, all across the globe, people are getting together.
We don't have to fight because of who we are. But we can stand up and say, we're not going to live like this anymore. I choose not to live like this anymore.
Right.
I choose not to be a part of the system anymore. And I'm going to stop being a part of it as of today.
Yep.
Because I honor myself enough and love myself enough to say I don't have to buy into anybody else's system. I did, maybe did for a while, but not anymore.
Yep. It's definitely a choice that we all make, whether how it is we want to live our lives. And the system, quote unquote, the system, the government, the monetary system, whichever system you want to look at right now, they're not necessarily built for equal opportunity, I guess is probably the best way to put it.
It's an antiquated system. It was built on imperialism.
Mm-hmm.
And it was built on, we called it democracy, and it was democracy based on what they had at the time, the founding fathers, but they were raised as imperialists, and they had a king over the top of them. And the Britain monarchy is not based on the way a monarchy should be. A monarch is supposed to be the example of the people and the shining light of the people and the protector of the people in the faith. Not the oppressor. And so it's you know, the founding fathers created this, but it's evolved based on an imperialistic ideal. When you really think about it, I mean, somebody still had to be high at a hierarchy, and somebody had to be subservient to that. There had to be a government in place to make rules. And as the country's grown, we've created an ideal where the system doesn't even, the people don't even get a say, because the Electoral College gets a say on who votes. And we've proven that over and over again, that our whole structure doesn't work. Not anymore. It needs to be revamped. I think it was Thomas Jefferson that said we should have a revolution every so many years, because it's time to
regeneration.
Yeah, it's called a restart. You know, it's like you reboot your computer, you reboot your country.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like, but what's happening right now is that, energy-wise, if you really look at it, and I know you guys feel this, the polarities are pushing against each other. And that polarity is creating such opposition that something is going to combust. And the idea is not to buy into the polarity, but to be the observer and be the peace in the world that you want to see. So when you're out there, and if you're standing out there as a peaceful demonstration, you're not out there to say anybody that Wall Street's bad. You're out there to say that we all created this. Now it's time to stop. You know, and you know, 99%. I saw that. Yeah, there is. That's true. 99% of the people, and there is a 1% of the population that's wealthier than the others, and those 1% of the populations are unawake. They're not aware. And so when you say, wake up, America, you're saying it to all 100%, because everybody's feeding into this system. And so if we change that and just say we're all unawake, forgive them for they don't know what they do, then we'll really reshape this planet. And, I think it's profound. I'm so glad you got to go down there and see it.
Experience it.
But the reality is one thing I want to share with everybody, and I think this should be everybody's motto. I do not need anybody else's acceptance to be happy. You cannot give me freedom. That is my God-given right. I already am liberated. You can't give me liberation. And so when you declare that in your life, you don't need anybody's acceptance. It's impossible. They can't give it to you. It's like I wish I had it up right now. There's a picture I sent out. Actually, I do. I have it on my phone, and I want to share it with you guys, because I think it's important. It's from Justin's favorite man in the world, Steve Jobs, and he says, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary."
I read that earlier.
And why that's so profound is that most of us are looking at what the society has conformed to, the ideal of what we're supposed to do. You have to go get a job, you have to do this, or you have to create a career, you have to open a business, you have to work that, you have to have all this, and you have to have. And so then the greed is the foundation of our society. And
I thought that was an interesting question. We kind of learned a little bit about it, but it goes on for another 23 minutes or so. But there's something else I wanted to bring up tonight as well, regarding the Mayan calendar. And I wanted to see if I can find it here. What I'm going to do, if you don't mind, is I'm going to go a step away for just about 1 minute. And I'd like to play. I'll play a song, one that I've been wanting to play for a while. And I hope you like it. I'll be right back after this with a couple of essays. So regarding the Mayan calendar.
Mm-hmm.
not lost. And lovely. It's a nice instrumental. What I wanted to read to you tonight was I wanted to finish tonight with two, actually three essays. If I can fit them in. And one is called one is entitled A Majority of One. And the and the second one I wanted to read was The Power of the Extreme Minority, which I've probably end with tonight. But what I was looking for was the one that I wrote in back in 2000, I believe it was 2007. And it was the, just trying to find it in my book here. This is an essay I wrote back in February 9th. I posted February 9th, 2007 on my website, lasteelshow.org. And it's in my book, Naked at the Mic. You can get that on Amazon if you're interested. Or see a rundown on Google. They printed just about the whole book on Google for crying out. But anyway, this I wrote back in 2007. When it dawned on me what the, I had been studying the Mayan calendar for some time, and we, you know, and this is what it came to me. It's called An Explanation of the End Time, 2012 and the Mayan Calendar. There is great fear and expectation in the world today of the coming of the end time. In my researching the events to take place according to the Mayan calendar, there is no reference to an end time. It states that there will be an end to time as we currently understand it. I discussed the Mayan calendar on my weekly internet program with my regular guest George Dixon, featured every Friday night at 8 p.m. And we have created over 50 programs in this series, and that was as of 2007, okay? Since then, we've done at least another probably 50 programs, more or less on the same topics. The Mayan calendar is a calendar of creation, not something used to count the days of the year. It is a tool used to understand the elements and stages of humanity's evolution throughout the eons. It claims that by the year 2012, the consciousness of humanity will reach a level never before witnessed in human creation, a consciousness so profound that we will no longer be captive to our physical reality. We are speeding up in time. What took humanity billions of years to understand and develop into tools and the accumulation of knowledge is now amazingly at our fingertips. It is literally takes only minutes, or moments, rather, to acquire knowledge that once took centuries and millennia to accumulate and disseminate to the world population. The human mind has advanced to such phenomenal degree from its prehistoric tribal and cultural concepts that it no longer can be contained in the simple constructs of ancient religions, rigid philosophies, or empirical evidence. Humanity is accepting its vulnerability as well as learning and creating new constructs to offset its most destructive characteristics. The massiveness of all earthly creation is to be compared to the rise and fall of seas. What affects the seas and creates climate and geological changes immediately affects human changes. And what survives, understands these ebbs and flows of creation. What becomes extinct fails to adapt to inevitable local and global environmental changes. According to the Mayan calendar, the world has entered the ethics period and is rapidly merging with a galactic period. Now remember, This was, I wrote this in February, on February 9th, 2007. So the dates have already come to pass, and the predictions, so you can see what actually happened. According to the Mayan calendar, the world has entered the ethics period and is rapidly merging with the galactic period. By November 2007, we will have ended this period and evolved into a higher consciousness based not upon reason, but upon intuition. And humanity will have arrived with or without war and world destruction into a higher consciousness guided by intuition and succeeding only by societal and individual integrity. All led by greed and pettiness and anger and need for power will become irrelevant to humanity and cease to exist in the new reality unless they adopt the chosen way of humanity's new direction. All lies and deceit will become known and detested. All who exist by a malicious device or intent will be cast away from society. The Mayan calendar has marked February 2012 as the final month of our physical consciousness. At that time, we will no longer be captives of earthly consciousness. We will have evolved into universal consciousness, right? Whereby we become fully aware of all creation and our place and purpose within it. Now, mankind has the capability of destroying the planet. With that capability also comes responsibility and worldwide awareness of environmental pollution and global genocide brought on by wicked and ruthless governments, corporations, and the apathy of all who live and work in them are being unmasked and condemned by those of an ascending consciousness. The crimes of these institutions and people who are a part of them are being revealed, and their punishment and ruin is soon to be inevitable as the collective soul of humanity evolves into universal consciousness. And that is exactly, my friends, what is happening now. The crimes of these institutions and the people who are a part of them are being revealed. That's what Occupy Wall Street is all about. That's what everything is all about, all these revolutions around the world. And I stated this back in 2007 based on the information that I got and what was to happen. Regardless of the Mayan calendar's accuracy and ingenuity, we can see the predictions coming into fulfillment. Just as I am writing these words, scribes before me carved their thoughts in stone. Cave dwellers painted their thoughts on cave walls. Survival for our predecessors was an instinctual concern, evolving into a family and tribal concern, then into a national concern. Now survival has become a global concern, even a galactic concern, affecting our solar system and countless other yet unknown life forms. Only a fool or a young man, very young child, can still believe that he can separate himself from the global reality. Each individual has a complete, unique point of view based on his or her experience. However, that experience is still connected to other shared experiences, and reality as we know it is a shared experience. Our knowledge is primarily a shared experience, and our consciousness is also a shared experience, which has synergistically evolved over time. I have learned of the Mayan calendar from several sources that learned their information from other sources, and they learned directly from the Mayans, who stated that they were told how to construct their calendar from God, the creator of the universe. Shared knowledge today is instantaneous via print, television, radio, and satellite, and internet communications. Soon, according to the Mayans, all information and all understanding will become intuitive. As humanity evolves into its last stage of creation and embraces the universal mind, our physical reality will be obsolete, as will our physical necessities. All systems within this current physical reality we now exist in will be useless to us. All power will be within the individual to use for the advancement and betterment of humanity. A simple human thought will manifest into the realization of the fulfillment of one immediate need or desire used for the betterment of the individual and the universal community. Evil intent will no longer exist. According to the Mayan calendar, The end time is not to be feared, but to be looked forward to. It is to be celebrated as the end of human suffering and all evil in the universe. The Mayan end time in the year 212 will be the end of humanity's physical evolution and the beginning of its spiritual reunion with its creator. The Mayan advice to all is not to fear what will occur, instead to understand and allow ourselves to adapt to the rapidly advancing changes by using our intuition and integrity to guide us into the future. And that is what the Mayan calendar is supposed to represent. Now, they stated at that time, this is before I reviewed much of Kalaman's work. Kalaman stated, as a scholar, a Mayan scholar, stated he believed that October 28th was actually the Mayan end day, not 2012. There's evidence to point that, but that the astrological date of 2012, in essence, is the actual end date of physical existence, I guess. All right, this is the date of transference. However, before we get there, there has to be a cosmic, social, global human awakening to understanding of this knowledge that I'm putting out today, but also just to understand and be aware that that is going to be a planetary ascension, where Mother Nature will be taking us there as well, you know, in a place where we'll all live in peace and harmony and purity and plenty of food, anything we want, because we'll be able to manifest it. It'll be ours without effort, because we'll have gotten to a point where it'll be no more difficult to feed ourselves or shelter ourselves than it is to simply think it, you know, and it gets done. It's done, you know. Design it in your head. You want this, boom, and then you put it together, you know. We have the tools for that now. And we're doing it every day. So, but the difference is that the expense is gone. The money, the currency that we value so highly, is not necessary because we can do all of this ourselves. We can do it all by ourselves, instantly. I want that. I like this. I like that. Your needs will be nothing. It'll be just a remarkable existence. And with those last few seconds, I want to thank you. And please join us tomorrow night with George Dixon, the October 28th, 2011 show, where they have our Ascension Party. All right, so join us tomorrow night.